What was he talking about there? Should I play some more?
Mm-hmm.
She's
What's that again?
Cheshta. Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
That's the one they burn his cash down.
Oh, Heshta.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the son of...
No.
No? Mm-mm. That's not Chalta.
No.
What was he saying there?
I don't know how to explain it.
Was he talking about the people?
Mm-hmm.
There's one, I think his grandfather he called was Natu.
Not who?
Yeah. Did he?
Some say to me.
Hmm?
I don't know.
And his grandmother? Siste Dishin. Old medicine woman.
Is it's not an audition?
What was that again?
It's an audition.
I don't know. I'll write that down and listen to it. Is it the same audition?
Mm-hmm.
Is he talking about Northway now or still the people?
He's talking about he go get somebody for potlatch down 10 across.
I see. He is building houses.
Mm-hmm.
He built his dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
His brother's house and his sister Elsie's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the potluck.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the vocals name? Jay Pop.
Who?
His uncle. But this one, my father and my uncle, Jetha, Chief Sam's mother, all died many more. It was a flu.
Jetha.
I don't remember if I wrote that down or not. Have you told me that one already?
No.
Okay. Chi.
Chita.
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 Uh-huh.
Ta. Yeah.
his dad were the first beginning generation where they come down, they scattered from there. They name each other, like I say, we're a different tribe, got different name.
Yeah.
That's what he talk about. His dad tribe is the Gayu, he say.
Has he talked about the flu yet on there?
Hmm?
Did he talk about the flu?
No.
Was he still talking about the...
He's talking about how his dad's mom and them come all the way back towards Titlin.
I don't think this part's on here.
So is that going back to the early story he was talking
mm-hmm.
about?
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling more of that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Was he telling new things, or was it the same thing he was saying?
Almost the same, little bit different.
Uh-huh. Are there any particular things you remember he said that was new things about coming over?
His grandma, great-grandma come to Titlin Lake, head of Titlin Lake, they call him Dakut. She come there. Then from there he left to somewhere else. She was at Dakut for a while with those people that lives there already. She came to visit them. Then from there she depart from them and I don't know where she go.
She was there, that was before she got married?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They grew from there. When his uncle, I guess, would tie his wife die and he burn his house down. His brother, after they grow up, his brother got married, Bill Northway.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 3 kids, that's all. He don't have no more after that, let's say.
Then he married Lily John.
Huh?
Is he talking about he married Lily John? And
mm-hmm.
Married Annie John. Annie John.
He didn't talk about his wife. He talked about this other group that grow beside other tribe, like Jesse Mark and them. Jesse Mark got bunch of kids in Titlin and Mary Albert got bunch of kids in Northway. These 2 tribe, they used to be only 2 sisters. Their kids, they got kids and their kids start to spawn like. That's what he talk about.
Mm-hmm.
there's two different kind of chan. There's chan chicken man and chan chicken net. That's what he talk about. Same thing, choose you. Choose you.
What was the first one?
Chicken man.
What's chicken man?
I mean, outliner.
What was the other one?
Chiton there in middle. That's the highest tribe for
Chiton.
Chiton there.
Chiton, yeah.
Talking about tribe. If my mom leave, would be more easier. She seems almost same age Walter, my mom. She know a lot about people too. That's how I learned a little bit.
So right now he's still just talking about people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's still talking about people.
He's talking about some of the old people now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said something, was that different chiefs he's talking about?
Chief David, he talk about how that Chief David used to live in Titlin. His father come from way back where they call up other side of Shoshana, up that way. They call him that Ayat, that hill, that man. That's where Chief David's father come from. Not Ayat, they say. That's where my mom born too, Natalia.
And he talked about knowing this Chief David?
Mm-hmm. He made it for Titlin, Chief David, his father. Father and mother. That's what he talk about. Mm-hmm. So I guess Chief David grew up in Titlin and he lives there. He's still talking, but he almost put different story in there.
Oh. He changed his mind.
Yeah, his wife stabbed him.
Oh, that's what he's talking about, Pentecost?
Yeah.
Oh. They're talking about why people left Canada. Is that what they?
No. They say their great grandma come from Canada side. That's what they talk about. Walter, his grandma come from Canada. His mom got married and they got settled down in Northway. That's how he brought up in Northway. He really should be Canada. Mm-hmm.
Did he say his grandmother's name?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know his grandma's name. He didn't mention her name. That tribe that his cousin's, that Houston's wife, his cousin's daughter married to Houston, and his kids live, two of them, her kids, I mean, she died and she left two kids behind. they have kids and they start to spawn again. That's what he talked about. Is that the end of his story now?
No, I just wanted to see.
That was more of the same?
Yeah, still the same. But I got two wives. I don't know who that is.
I don't know
either. He didn't say who. Yeah. Beginning. He didn't call the name, so I don't know.
I think the beginning may have just been missed on the tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
What was he saying about him?
He said he got two wives and one of them go out get snow for making tea,
yeah.
To make tea, and he bring back dope manure.
Oh, this is a story, I think. I think I've heard.
He divorced one of his wife for that mistake she made.
Uh-huh.
Bring dog poop.
Uh-huh.
With snow.
Is that
generation story, I guess. It's not old story though, that's must be. I could listen some more. Real time story.
You heard it before?
Mm-hmm. And then she got half brother. He's talking about eight of them that all in his family.
It's time that his brothers.
And his brother and sister, yeah, eight of them that all he said. He's telling story about themselves, his brother-in-law and him.
Something that they did.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about what they did?
They didn't do nothing from fish camp toward airport somewhere, he say. They go there.
Fish camp to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
That's that Billy's place they call it fish camp, or his fish camp.
That was before airport. They used to have a kind of place where they used to stay overnight, or sometimes they camp there.
They did fish there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got pictures of that place. I went there with Teddy. And, that would be an interesting story to use.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe so. You explain, because we don't have anything in the book yet where he's talking about that area really.
Right.
So, yeah. So maybe what we'll do with this one is stop it a little more often so you can say as close to his words as what he's saying about it.
Close to or fish camp, I think. That one you asked little for it. Let me listen some.
Okay.
Fish camp.
Village.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But how they begin that nursery village before they move from fish camp over there. That new village right now where they have nursery, they used to have village other side river. They move across back in 40 someplace. Sometime in 40, they move across. They used to have a village on the other side of that river.
Did he give the name of that place?
Used to be Nambia.
Okay.
number ning na 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 mes na mes na they used to call it na mes na village number ning
Nambia.
I don't know Nambia sounds. I don't know what that means. The river's name.
That's the name of the fish
camp? That river, no, not fish camp. The old new village, old village used to be. You never been to Northway, huh?
I went as far as school.
Yeah, I've been there in the village and staying on the river there. We look across the river.
Across the river, that's where they used to have old village.
Yeah, I seen that. Mm-hmm. I got pictures of that from the air, too. It shows where that old village was.
Mm-hmm. That was
Nabesna? Yeah, Nabesna village, they used to call it.
So Nabesna, the same name as the river there.
Mm-hmm.
I think this part is written down here.
Yeah, that part's in there.
They give each other hand to build each house. All of them when they were young. That's what he talk about. They give each other hand. They build this person's house, this one's house, this one's house. That's what they were doing. That's what he talk about. That. Village side keep caving in, so they finally give up and they move across. That's what he talk about. That old village.
There are a couple different reasons for moving across that we've heard. One was his uncle moved across there. His wife died. His uncle moved across there. And then everybody decided to move over there within the year after that.
That old village?
To the new site.
To new site?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
He talked about why else besides that bank caving in, you're moving?
That street across from the village.
That's
well, Nashville. He was first one they moved across when his daughter Delamere was born. That's when they go across the village. They call it Northway, and this one they call it Nabesna village.
Which place was the bank in here? Is that
this one, Nabesna. Nabesna village, that bank came in.
Nice big gravel beach in front of the village.
But on the other side was beautiful village. Wintertime smoke, they just go straight up from stovepipe. It's like steamboat. The green, beautiful village, that river spoiled. They have to move across because that river bank caving in on the other side. So they move on this side and the Walter Northway, he named that village after his dad. His name, Northway, that's Walter Northway's father's name.
Maybe I could read this part.
It was new at that time when the beginning of his little story. That was new village to them then. But right now, new village is the Northway, see?
Oh, I see. So this is Nabesna village.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's when they moved to Nabesna. They moved across to Nabesna.
Mm-hmm.
And then back across to...
No.
BMD.
First, they moved to Nabesna. That's new village. They make new village then. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then after they live there many years, that river start to dig on the other side, so they give up with that village and they move across. They make new village again.
So where were they living before in the Besna?
Fish camp.
That's fish camp. Okay.
Now, what other name is there for fish camp?
Gehting.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, we got that one.
Okay, so that would be the old village.
Mm-hmm. From the other village, which is called Northway now. Is that old village? Nambiahnik is that river.
That's named the river.
Nambesna village. They don't have an Indian name for that village. They just call Nambesna village. Used to be Nambesna village. Nambiahnik is that river's name.
Northway village?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
No. No Indian name for it.
So what was he saying there?
Where?
That part.
Oh, he's talking about his trap line. His trap line that he had way back to Killed Earthman a little while ago. He talked about Killed Earthman. His trap line is that far, he say, from 10 mile all the way from Northway. 10 mile all the way down up to Killed Earthman.
Does he talk about the highway?
No. Trap line before highway.
That place you're talking about, is that little Scotty Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the one we have over here.
Past the
there is right here Charlie Skin and then Wood Creek and then
I don't think I have that one there.
Somewhere
you left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh yeah.
His trap line go that far, he say.
Killed it.
Did it come near the highway anywhere?
No, it's way back in Canada's country. Them days they don't have a Canada or border. They just go many as long as trap line they ever can get. Takes them about a week to go all the way one way and one way back. That's what they used to do a long time ago.
Did he say how old he was when he had that trap line or which mm-hmm. children he had?
Two kids he had.
And is he saying he went on his trap line by himself?
He got David Mark, Joe Mark, Fred Dimmitt. He take them each time he go. He take one of them, this one, next time this one. That's what he say.
He talk about how he traveled?
Talking.
And then what was he trapping for?
All kinds of fur. Lynx, marten, wolf, wolverine, mink, fox. What else? Seven coyote he catches there.
Where was that?
On one way going up to his trap line.
40.
Listen.
Catches coyote. Okay.
60 coyote he catch all together, one trip he say.
And and he's using all kind of fur. And then what was he saying about 40? That was more
funny. 40 coyote, and up there killed Edmund, he say. He get 20 more, that makes it 60 altogether, he say. 71 coyote.
Okay, and this is that same trip then?
Mm-hmm, that same trip.
Say who he was with this trip? This one he's got all this.
David Mark, I think. Mixed up with his story there. Children grow up and they start to have kids and lots of kids now, he said.
What else was he saying about what he was doing then?
Oh, the end of his traveling, he didn't say any more about that. He changed his story there.
There.
I don't know, he's talking about Lily started talking about somebody's kids.
Yeah, I heard her voice say Frank Sam. But...
Yeah, Frank Sam. Tried to get Frank Sam's family. Cousin, Frank Sam's cousin's son live in Beaver Creek. He got girls. They came across and married in Northway, and they start to have lots of kids. Big family, that's what he talk about.
So are they explaining now where the different families in Northway came from?
Mm-hmm. But store, how they got people to start to make store around there. Herman Kistler was first one that ever built a store up the river. How they call the other one?
Milo?
Milo.
Milo, his brother?
Mm-hmm. And one more.
It's only two, he's here.
Village site.
Yeah.
And then John Hideaway and them on the other side, this side. That was before New Village moved there. Mm-hmm. You got Creek, he go to buy fur, he say. He was fur buy. And he go way past Gutter Creek too. People and buy fur. Sometimes he come up with 100 fur, he say.
Part, what was he saying about money?
Sometimes that guy gave him $2,000 to $1,000 to buy fur with. Them days, lots of money for those things, those times. Lots of fur, and we reached them days, he say. We buy what we need, he say. Me and Father Isaac, we buy what we need with fur, he say.
That's after he goes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not talking about working with the
no.
Store.
Mm-mm. He's talking about how they used to make Christmas party. They start from Christmas Eve till New Year's Day. They cook every night till New Year's, and they quit. That's what he talk about. They dance every night. They dance Christmas Eve. They dance all the way through till New Year's. That's what he talk about, and they have big feast of dinner too, every night.
So who would have this? Where was this at? This
there's tree in Northway Village, over Namesna Village, supposed to be used to be. That across the river.
So he's talking about the same time when he was trapping, and mm-hmm. he just had two children.
After they come back and settle down for Christmas holiday, he's going to talk about how he saved people was starving. While he was away, he's going to talk about how he saved their life. He's going to talk about how he saved their life. But he's talking about 10 miles, he said. 7 to 10 miles. How it's a mile. Yeah, he talk about he sent them for... He tell this one guy, Joe Mark, to go down, and Joe Mark refused him. So he go to Elijah, damn it, and Elijah gonna go with his fur and some meat to those starving people.
Where are the starving people?
Up around the field, up their trap line, before they get back to village.
He said who the people were?
Mm-hmm. I don't know who they are, but he say Bill Northway, Frank Sam, and Peter, I think. They're all a whole bunch of family, each not only one person he talk about. Half of the village were starving. In wintertime, village, nobody stay there. They all out trapping. In springtime, they all come back together. That's what they used to do. See, one group go this way, one group go that way. This group were half starving. That's what he talk about.
He talk about how come they're starving.
Bad luck, no moose, no caribou. They get fur, no fur hardly either. Them days, no welfare, no food stamp, nothing.
He talks about sending fur up to them. Is that for them to give mm-hmm. to a trader?
Mm-hmm.
How did they start?
Because his daughter and his her grandma, they went to store to that nursery store to get shell, to get some more shell to kill some more moose. And they found those starving people come back. So they went back really fast to their dad, and their dad, they tell their dad and that Walter Northway is, she got oldest daughter, Eva her name. She went back to her dad and she tell her dad that those people are got nothing to eat down there.
So they were starving, but they were living in Northway and there was a store there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were out at the trap line first, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they were at trap line first. But they were bad luck, I guess.
Does he say how long they were in the Northway before he found out about it?
No.
And how much, what fur he gave? I don't remember. Did you hear that?
Three red fox, one wolf, and two wolverine.
Yeah, he said they didn't make it back to
They couldn't make it back to Northway village. So he sent them fur down so those people can get food and survive.
He didn't say where on the trap line they were named the place.
No.
Okay, so what did he say in that part?
That guy that going with his stuff, he say he gonna travel all night, even in moonlight, to make it to where they are, where those starvation people are.
Is there anything about they say people starving, they say certain people got sick or certain people...
Not yet. He don't talk about that yet. That guy, he stopped Northway overnight, and then next morning, early, he go up to them. As far as he see.
Did they say how far he traveled?
No. Mm-hmm. But should be around 30, 40 miles with dog team, all the way from 10 miles down over Northway, and then from Northway up to the trap line. Should be about 40 miles.
He had to go 40 miles with that moose meat?
Mm-hmm. And for...
You got four moose that you're mm-hmm. all at the same time?
Yeah.
Shoot, heavy load, huh?
Mm-hmm. Dog team.
Must have had more than one sled.
Mm-hmm.
Was someone going with him?
Yeah, somebody go with him.
So that's Walter himself is going up?
Mm-hmm.
And those people, when they're staying up at 10 Mile, they have cabins up there? Is that
no,
just tents?
Tents.
They didn't want to come down to Northway and stay in the cabin, though.
No, they were there 2 weeks. They're pretty weak. They're starving. They can't travel anymore. Don't know what to say.
He's still talking about his trip?
Yeah, he divide those food among them, all of them. So much each of them. It was whole pack of group, I guess. He divide food among those people. Same amount he gave them.
Each person gave mm-hmm.
Each family, yeah.
And what did those people do then?
They get their strength back a little bit and they make it back to village. He tell them how to help people in case they see that kind of happen. He tell that woman how to do it, how to give people a mouth for that food in case something happened right now like that.
So who is he telling that to?
That
the one talking?
That one talking in there. I don't know who's taping him.
That's Shirley Jimerson?
Shirley Jimerson? Oh.
So he's telling her that in case mm-hmm. people are starving again, that they should divide food up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to get their food?
People chip in.
Is that how he got that food?
No, that's right from his
food.
Mm-hmm. Really good traveler and good hunter. Some people jealous him for it, I guess. That's what we talk about.
Is that question in there?